This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In Beijing today, North Korea, South Korea, the U.S., Russia, China, and Japan continue talks on the future of North Korea's nuclear weapons program. Day to Day's Madeline Brand spoke with diplomat Robert Gallucci. He's a former ambassador at large for the Clinton administration, where he watched nuke issues.
Ambassador Gallucci, we see a lot of confusing signals out of North Korea. The U.S. said the North Koreans admitted to a uranium enrichment program back in 2002, 2 years ago. Now the North Koreans are denying this, calling the accusation a whopping lie. What's the truth here?
First, I think it is confusing. The North Koreans shocked everybody when they responded to Assistant Secretary Kelly by saying, well, yes, we do have this program. And what was interesting, of course, is that at the same time that now they have come around to denying they had the program, which at least we understood them to have admitted to, they have been quite active in trying to prove that they have indeed separated plutonium, which can be used to build nuclear weapons. So I think being confused a bit at this point is not all that inappropriate.
Now, what does the U.S. want to achieve with these talks?
I think that the administration wants, in the first instance, to be sure that the situation does not escalate beyond where it is now. In other words, I do not think that the administration would like to see in the coming election year a crisis develop on the Korean Peninsula.
Now, the U.S. has said that they want North Korea to agree to a permanent dismantling. Is that feasible?
Well, the administration has used words comprehensive, irreversible, and transparent with respect to the dismantlement. And two of those words make good sense, that it be comprehensive and that there be transparency so we could make sure that they are abiding by their undertaking. Irreversible has always confused me because we, to my knowledge, never kill the scientists. They're around to build again if a national decision is made. So I think the idea of getting all the nuclear program and getting transparency to see that you've gotten it all is a very good idea. The irreversible I've not quite understood.
Why would the North Koreans agree to any monitoring or any concessions? What could they get and what do they want in return?
I think in the first instance they want something on paper that the United States would sign saying that we would not seek to overthrow their regime. Second, they of course are still interested in energy, and the last deal we made with them would have provided them with 2,000 megawatt light water reactors and a lot of heavy fuel oil until those reactors came online. That all has been suspended in light of North Korean behavior. And finally, they are looking for a normal relationship with the United States. They want to get off our terrorist list. They want to be respected in the international community as a state that other countries can do business with. They want to receive more foreign assistance than they are currently getting. And certainly at times they even need food assistance.
Right, and there are reports of another famine looming. Is that looming large in these negotiations?
If indeed harder times are ahead, then I think that will only further incentivize the North Koreans. They do want a deal.
And what are some of the other pressing military issues that we need to keep in mind with regards to North Korea?
Well, the issue that had focused the minds of the Clinton administration at the end of the Clinton administration was the question of the North Korean ballistic missile program. And that's, of course, a concern because North Korea, as a country building nuclear weapons, could make those weapons with ballistic missiles and be the first of the rogue states to really directly be able to attack the United States of America. So on our agenda of objectives in any negotiation with North Korea, I would think in addition to the nuclear issue would be the question of its ballistic missile program.
Robert Gallucci is a former U.S. ambassador at large. He is now Dean of the School of Foreign Service at Georgetown University. Thank you for speaking with us.
It's a pleasure.
And thanks to Day to Day's Madeline Brand for that interview.